Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, Dark Ages, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Athelred the Reedy,
keep your balls off my juggler,
Seth Morrison as Eldric the Healer,
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not to challenge ghosts to juggling matches,
Donovan Ballard as Botloff,
oi, give the old English breakfast,
Sam Morrison as Balthazar Tosser.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic sphere swapper.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Peter Morrison. So grab onto your balls and a handful of leeches. Let's juggle.
All right, so you guys wake up in the morning, somewhat refreshed.
Step outside and take a deep breath.
Is there anything else you do before you head out, or are you just heading out?
I'd like to welcome everybody to my boat. I call her the Tug Life.
Did it choose you?
Tug Life chose me. Botloff.
Okay, so here is a map of England, if you'd like to see where you're at. So for those listening at home, down in the bottom right part of the country, you can see London is here in the bottom right, and then the Thames is flowing towards the ocean. And so you can get closer to Canterbury by getting to the edge of the ocean here and then stopping off and then hiking down. Here's a closer up version.
Why don't we just take a boat the whole way there?
So you could, if you want to. Basically, you'd take through the river here. You'd have to get a different boat once you get off here, and then sail around the coast, because I don't think that a river boat would be able to work in ocean waters, unless I am mistaken.
It would be fine in ocean waters. It's a boat.
Well, the Thames is a pretty big river, so you'd probably get ocean boats up the Thames to London.
So basically, like, your choices are you can go water the whole way, all the way up until almost Canterbury. Because I don't think Canterbury is on the, I don't think it's, it's close to the coast, but I don't think it's actually on the coast.
I say we cruise the coast and sniff some leaf.
You can cruise the coast, but basically, it's, you're either on your boat the whole way, and it's a three-day journey by boat, or you take a boat the first day, and then you walk, and it's a three-day journey.
Who wants to hoof it?
Cool.
Hope you guys got your sea legs. Looks like we're boating the whole way.
I'm fine with boating.
Boat or what?
You guys ready to boat with Botloff?
A bunch of boaters.
Go with Botloff.
All right. So everybody hop in the boat.
Is Botloff the ferryman?
No.
He's the boatman.
All right.
All right. So you guys get in the boat.
Get into these barrels. I'm going to cover you in fish.
You push off. You start sailing.
Always wanted to do that.
Along the Thames, and you start to hear banjos play.
Oh no, hillbillies!
Ooh. All right, I know the fellas.
Okay, so you guys are on the boat. It's a relatively small-ish boat. It's a fishing boat. It's not way small, but it's, you know, it's not there. It's not a yacht. There's not a whole lot of room to walk around. But you do get through the day. It's pretty uneventful. Dusk starts to settle in, and things start to feel a little bit eerie. As I mentioned in the start, most people don't travel by night. There's not a whole lot of external light. You travel by the light of the sun, or the light of the stars, or the light of the moon, any of that kind of stuff.
I can sail on anything, any time of day.
But as it's England, it's pretty often overcast, so... not a whole lot of light. As you're sailing into the darkness, I want each of you to roll for listen. And I want you to roll for spot hit.
Anybody have better than 25?
I failed.
I got 55.
I failed.
Did you roll both already, Seth?
I did a listen. Did you say something else?
Spot hidden also.
All I hear are those confounded banjos.
All right, I failed my listen. And I failed my spot hidden.
I succeeded spot hidden, but I failed to listen.
I succeeded on both.
All right, I succeeded on my spot hidden, 42 out of 55.
I got an extreme success on my spot hidden.
Okay, so as you're going down the river, unless you're blind like Seth, and deaf like Seth, and deaf.
Whatever, I see.
You... see.
It makes a good argument.
Can't argue with that.
I rolled a 42 out of 55 on my spot hidden. I succeeded.
In the distance in front of you, you see another boat. It's sailing towards the coast, just like your boat is sailing towards the coast. But also, you feel like faintly on the wind, you hear the sound of
shrieking eels.
You hear that, Highness? Those are the shrieking eels. You hear the sound of children laughing.
Ooh.
Turn back.
All right, never mind. I'm going home.
I want you all to... And then...
Forget it. This is too scary. I quit.
We've made a huge mistake.
Ethered. Ethered. You look towards the shore. And faintly... Amongst the trees, there's forest on both sides. You feel like you can see dimly lantern light.
Dimly, son of Gloin.
I was gonna make I was gonna say, not dimly, it's Gimli.
You see dimly, son of Gloin.
Lantern light on the banks?
Yes.
I look at it. I look harder.
What are you looking for?
I'm just looking at seeing if I can see any people.
So,
moving.
The lantern doesn't appear to have anybody holding it. It's just a light that resembles a lantern light.
Is there a pixie inside?
And it's along the shore. It's in the woods, off the shore.
Hey, Seaman, want to make a buck?
Yeah, well, what do you got in mind?
Why don't you go and check out that lantern up there?
You'd have to, like, disembark to go investigate.
Don't go check out that lantern up there. Let's just keep sailing.
It's on the shore.
Well, how about this? I bet you I can get there.
You're a captain, aren't you? Don't you have one of those things?
I can get there and back in less than 2 minutes.
They're in the trees.
Oh, yeah, let me get my monocular out.
All right, folks, up here on the right, you can see a floating lantern.
Oh, nice.
Right, I could look at it with my single binocular. I lost the other half.
Telescope?
There.
We don't periscope.
Periscope. And I get a bonus die, right? Because I'm closing my eyes and listening real hard.
Wait, are you listening? Wait, I thought you were looking through a freaking telescope.
Puts his telescope up to his eyes and closes
his eyes.
Puts it up to his ears.
It's like the old man with the ear trumpet.
Right, do I get a bonus die?
What are you doing exactly?
I'm trying to look at the lantern with my...
Sure, telescope. You can have a bonus die.
So we all see the boat up ahead, but only... Or do we all see the lantern?
46. That's
only
a success.
I think only Alex sees the lantern, except for now that Donovan looks in the thing.
All right. So, I pointed out to everybody.
Okay, so now everybody can see the lantern.
Do you see that on the bank there?
Oh, so I got 46. I see it. I'm like, oh, my. Oh, my. And I hand it over to Red. Hey, look at that.
Oh, my.
When you look closely, it's a floating light. It's not attached.
It's a dead light.
It's a dead light. I've heard of that.
And there's several of them in the trees.
What kind of boat are we on? Are we rowing, or is this like...
You're just floating down
a sailboat?
No. You guys can row if you want, but the current is taking you towards the ocean.
Oh, right.
So when we rolled spot hidden, that meant we just saw the boat ahead of us?
No, you see the tree, or you see the... Yes, you see the boat ahead of you, and you see the... firelight in the trees.
Right, the light's getting closer.
I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I think we better press on faster.
Swim for it.
I think we better keep moving along.
Yes.
All right, everyone, abandon ship.
The lights are getting
closer.
Swim
for it.
I want you guys to roll for listening in.
Oh, what? I succeeded that time by 2. 23 out of 25.
Ooh, 39, baby. I got finally succeeding.
I failed hard this time, 91.
I got a 28 out of 25.
Sorry, I touched your dice. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, Donovan cursed my dice.
So the boat in front of you sails into the mist, and you can no longer see it. But after a few seconds, you hear screaming.
Stop the boat!
And then you hear the boat...
Capsize?
Capsize.
We hear the boat screaming?
You hear the boat... You hear splashing into the water, and it sounds like the boat capsizes... And then you hear screaming.
There must be an iceberg in the mist.
Quick, it's distracted.
Say, Bartloff, I don't think we should go into that mist.
I always go into the mist. But okay. Probably shouldn't go this time.
Careful. I never drop balls either.
What are you guys going to do?
Well, can I... No, we just don't see him anymore.
I mean, you're floating closer to the...
All right, man, get your weapons out because this is going to get...
Are there lights
shady
all over in the trees everywhere?
Yeah, on both sides of the...
I think whatever's in the mist got distracted by that other boat. So while it's distracted, let's float on by. What think you?
Do I know anything about, like legends about, like, fairy lights or, like, Will-o'-the-Wisp?
Or the Thames?
That I could roll for or something?
Religion?
Yes. Roll, I guess, own...
Like, education?
They have a... Hang on. So, in Dark Ages, one of the skills that you have is own kingdom.
Okay.
I want you to... That's basically your knowledge of your own kingdom.
Right.
And the folklore and the legends
surrounding
the kingdom. So I want you to roll
in. I actually have a 70 in that, so that's pretty good.
You've been there a long time because you're an old man.
All right, come on. I'm an old man. Come on, old man knowledge. All right, sweet. 49. Success.
Okay, so you remember from your years as a wee lad, there is an ancient old folk tale that you never paid much mind to about the fairy lights in the mist. They appear in the woods and people follow them. Children follow the fairy lights and they disappear and they're never seen again. The legend is that the children follow the ghosts of the fairy lights to get their own ghost lanterns, and then they join the other children of the fairy lights. You hear the faint sound of children laughing again on the wind.
Oh, yeah. Remember that.
There's a foul voice on the wind.
So going to the shore is a bad idea, because that's where the lights are. But going into the mist also seems like a bad idea.
Going to the shore seems like a bad idea. Those are fairy lights. Those lead to the fae.
Quick, turn around. Boat upstream.
What if we just go to the shore and don't follow the lights?
Well, it might just be best to just stop.
Just walk on through the lights.
We're on the brakes.
Throw the anchor down and what just wait till morning.
Shoot a flaming arrow into the mist to get some kind of visibility.
Can we do that? Can we, like, anchor off and wait for...
What do you mean by anchor off?
Like, throw the anchor in, stop the boat so we don't go into the mist.
Yeah, you could do that. The lights are getting closer to the shore, though.
Getting closer. Oh, so like they're going towards us.
Yeah, sorry. Like from the... That's a good way to put it. Thank you. So they're coming out of... They seem to be floating out of the woods and closer to the river.
Are there any that have like crossed the plain of the river that are now over the water?
Not yet, but it's very close.
Yeah, it's about... you know, like witches can't go over running water.
Unless they've got power.
Unless they've got power.
They hoverboard. They hoverboard under your boat. So you're getting closer and closer to the mist, and you're starting to see the faint outline of what you already assumed was there, which was the capsized boat. You can't see super closely, but you feel like you can kind of see the shape of a body in the water, not moving. So like a face down loop.
I throw a rope out to it. Say, grab onto it. He's not responding.
Throw a leech at him.
He eats
the leech. Him.
I jump into the water and I grab the body. Bring it back to the boat with a rope.
Do you really do that?
I mean, we should probably, like, you know, save it.
Did we anchor off?
You can do that if you want.
I don't know if we want to anchor.
Well, wait, are the lights, they're coming towards us.
Yes.
Are they at the bank yet?
We gotta make a decision.
Do we wait here
for the lights to get us, or do we go into that mist?
I think we should go into a mist. I don't think stopping is a good idea.
Well, we know that whatever's in the mist killed them other people in front of us. We don't know what the lights do.
They're fair lights. Anyone that follows the fair lights, they're never seen again.
What if we just don't follow them?
Yeah, we just stay right here.
Ignore them entirely. Yeah, but maybe they'll never be seen again.
We let them follow us and never make them seen again.
Okay. So you guys are running out of time.
So the poem is you follow the lights and you become a ghost, is that right?
That's what it is.
All right.
You hear the children. Did you hear the children laughing?
I didn't hear anything.
Right. But if we go into the mist, we get capsized. It feels like our DM is just kind of, you know...
We're between a rock and a hard place here.
Do you think you can navigate?
Oh, I can navigate the hell out of this. You just give me the chance and I'll get us out to the other side of the mist.
Eldrick, what do you think we should do?
I think we should just anchor off and sit here. Wait for the mist to clear.
And let the lights get us.
Yeah.
Can we hole up in a room or something on this barge? Is there a room?
You're sitting on it.
I don't think the lights will hurt us if we close our eyes.
Alright, I'm going to push Eldrick out to the edge of the boat so he's the first one. And just watch. I think we got...
Do we anchor off or we keep going? I say we keep going.
You're the captain here.
You're the captain.
This is your boat. I'm the captain now.
You're the captain now. Right.
This is your boat.
You guys are getting closer and closer to the boat, the capsized boat.
Well, we gotta stay around it.
What's your boating skills?
40.
Okay, let's anchor off.
36.
The way he's rolling tonight, we're gonna capsize.
For sure.
We're going to hit that iceberg and sink to the depths.
Still feel tipsy from there.
All right, I'm with Eldrick. I say we anchor off and deal with the lights.
Okay. Is that what you're going to do?
I don't like the way he's talking about it.
I don't think it's a good idea.
To anchor off?
But it's his boat. He's the one who makes the final decision.
We can always pull up the anchor and float into the fog after if the lights are going to do something.
Well, the lights are going to do something. They're going to make us ghost, aren't they?
I don't know. It's just a story. Maybe they're just fireflies.
Holy Spear Man, does your law speak of any kind of defense against these things?
No.
Oh, well, all right then.
I'd say we keep going, but it's your boat.
All right.
Here we go.
I'll support your decision. Do you want to anchor or go forward?
I want to kick the decision. All right, roll navigate.
Yeah, 33.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So you successfully navigate around
the dead bodies.
I start trying to peddle all my remedies to the people in the water.
Do we have any kind of light? Like, looks can like I light a torch and go out to the front of the boat?
Yeah.
And see if I can help.
Light some kind of boat lantern?
You
can light some kind of lantern. Yeah, so you successfully navigate the boat around the other boat in the dark. You are not able to successfully maneuver around it. It's close, though. You light a torch, stand on the front of the boat as you go past. There's one guy in the water. You assume it's a guy. There's a body in the water.
I never assume.
Old woman.
I used to back in the 1980s, but everyone's all sensitive about it now.
There is one person that seems to still be struggling.
I think that might be Dennis.
Let's throw, throw that man a rope.
Do we have a rope?
He's like, hey, there's a man. Let's
go ahead.
There's someone alive over here.
All right, get one of my ropes and throw it already.
Is anyone alive out there?
Me.
I'm not dead.
It's like I feel better.
Yeah, is there a rope that I can grab and we can, like, throw it to him?
You've got rope.
Okay.
It's a boat. There's definitely
Who's
rope.
Who's got a good throw? Yeah. Anyone got a good throw?
I'm okay. I'm pretty good at throwing.
You got the best throw, yeah.
Okay, throw it.
Seth, are you any good at throwing? Are you a good thrower?
Got 25.
We do have a
good tosser, just not a thrower. Yeah.
Can he juggle the rope to him?
Wow.
I mean, we do want it to come back.
Fine.
Yes.
Did you succeed?
I rolled a 62 out of 99.
All right. Awesome.
Yes.
Juggle this rope to him.
You juggle the rope out towards the guy.
The most majestic.
Fatwa. Right.
I sling it out into the water.
Yeah,
I rolled a 62.
Oh, okay.
So you throw the... You juggle the rope out to the man who seems to be weakly thrashing. For 3 seconds, it hits next to his head, and it sits there. It starts to pull away from him as your boat is going past.
Grab on!
For 5 seconds, it's pulling away, and then he reaches up his hand and grabs the end of the rope. You guys are pulling him along.
Yeah, pull him in.
Pulling him.
All right.
I'll start pulling him in.
Okay,
jump over.
I think the other end of the rope fell into the water.
Give me a strength check.
Okay. Do I get a bonus die?
If somebody's going to help you.
I'm helping them.
I thought you were steering the boat.
Well, you're steering the boat, yeah. So.
I already have the rope, so I'm helping.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
I guess I'm jumping on, like, helping. Yeah. All right, okay.
My elder can help, too. Get 5 bonus die.
All right, my strength is 70. And I rolled a 13.
Okay, so you make quick work of this, and you start pulling
out
him
of the water.
Yeah.
Well, they call this boat the tug life.
You pull the guy up onto the boat.
All right, so I grab his arm as he's getting close, and I pull him up onto the boat.
As you start pulling him up onto the boat, you see the lights cross the threshold over the edge of the bank. And they're getting closer, and they're now over the water.
All right, I put up the sails to catch some wind.
Must go faster.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Must go faster.
I put the sails up.
The guy on the boat now is barely breathing.
Eldritch, leech him.
Yeah, this will make you feel better. Just lie back. Let me do my thing.
All right,
most likely kill you in the morning.
This will be much easier
right,
if you
well,
just
I'm taking
lie
care
back.
Of the boat. I just put up the sails. I'm getting extra speed.
Okay.
Roll for sail.
So are we really leeching the guy?
Well, he's medicine. Yeah. He's medicine.
It's a catch-all.
Medicine manning him.
Leeches.
All right. Everything. Roll for leech.
All right. Is this a medicine or a first aid?
I think first aid would probably make more sense.
Makes more sense.
16 out of 50.
Ooh,
yeah.
Finally.
Here's my boy.
All right. The guy barfs up water into your mouth as you were giving him mouth to mouth.
Did he dodge?
I was using leeches to give mouth to mouth.
You want to fight back or dodge? As the leeches give him mouth to mouth, the leeches are barfed on.
Does he look like Ron?
Don't lose those leeches.
The guy starts breathing steadily.
So we found Potter, and now we found Weasley.
But
it's like, eat slugs.
In his dazed and barely conscious state, he pulls a like sheepskin sort of purse from around his neck. It appears to be insulated and like
waterproof,
and he hands it to you.
Thank you,
whoever is.
All right, I take it.
I drink it.
All right, so you have this guy's sheepskin thingy. It's basically it's just like a pouch with a little
stopper
thing that you can open.
Eldric, do you want it? Did you take it?
Yeah, I figured he handed it to me.
He can't take it.
Hmm?
Eldric can't take it.
Why?
Because he's not in the room.
Well, he's leeching. He's leeching.
Oh, okay. I take it. Since
just kidding.
I take it and I hand it to.
He can have it. It just has to be described what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys, the lights are getting closer.
Here, Ethelred, you take this while I continue to administer to this man.
All right, I take it and I open up the sheep bladder.
You find this in it.
Oh, there's another letter.
What is it?
There's another. This looks. It's another letter. It looks exactly like the letter
This is great.
That Front Abel gave us.
Yeah, open it.
These men are doing the same thing that we are doing.
That means we can open this one and not get in trouble.
Why do they need me, then?
Is Fry Abel giving us the runaround?
He's two-timing us.
Is he trying to get us?
I've never been two-timed.
Is he ghosting us?
I don't know. But I have learned over the years that the people in charge say they're going to do something. They never do exactly what they're going to say. What?
And that's exactly what they do.
And that is exactly what they do. Mark my words.
Right, open the letter now. I don't think we have a choice.
I'm going to open his letter.
Open his letter. I bet it's the same as yours.
Friar does not seem like he's on the level.
How long have I known the friar?
How long?
Not very long.
Okay.
He's pretty new.
He's pretty new.
He's a weevil.
He's kind of a younger friar.
Should have rolled an insight check at this dang friar back mirror there. All right, I break the seal. I'm opening the letter.
I did want to roll psychology.
I'm opening the letter.
It's insight in.
I was going to ask. I'm like, what's the equivalent?
Yeah. All right. Ooh, this is some nice paper you have here.
Yeah, I'm pretty legit.
Okay.
And it's got a super cool light wax seal.
Can you read? Do I need to take it from you?
I can't write, but I can read. So is well established. Actually, I can write, but I can't read.
How did that happen?
I do it blindfolded, like Ray Charles playing the piano. Okay, no, it's like some kind of riddle. Within walls of timber, sheltered and warm, a tavern for kin in life's raging storm. Chimneys embrace and hearth's gentle spouse. What am I? The heart of a
mouse.
Dot dot dot.
A mouse.
Mouse. That was what I was thinking too.
Blouse.
Heart
Blouse.
Of a, heart
Blouse.
Of a mouse.
Blouse.
It's obviously pretty mouse. Blouse. What? Why is he sending a riddle?
Spouse?
A riddle.
Open your letter.
To the Shire Reeve.
Heart of a spouse.
I think we're getting the runaround.
Within walls of timber, sheltered and warm. A haven for kin in life's raging storm. Chimneys embrace and hearth's gentle spouse. What am I? The heart of a... No, it's the heart of a house. He's talking about a hearth.
It's a fire. It's a chimney.
It's a fire.
Monster house.
The mantle.
Or maybe it's the love that you feel by being a family.
Who gave you this letter?
Are you guys talking about the letter or are you navigating?
I'm navigating, yelling at the guy on my boat. You want to go back in the water?
I walked over to...
Okay.
Where...
So are you... As these thingies, these lights are getting closer to your boat, you unfurl the sail, right? So that you can move faster. I want you to roll another navigate.
All right.
Since you're speeding up.
39.
All right.
Out of 40.
All right. As you are... as you're trying to escape these floating lights, you take a look over to the shore, and distantly, faintly on the shore, you feel like you can see the outline of a little girl wearing a robe, carrying a lantern with a green light flickering inside of it.
I give her the bird and keep going.
Yeah, this is too scary. I quit.
Wait a minute, guys. Do you see what I'm sitting out there on the shore?
I'm trying not to.
It's a little girl holding a lantern with a green light.
Who are
Must
you?
Must go faster. Must go faster.
I have a certain set of skills.
Sail away.
So, men... Do any of you might have any talents for maybe opening up a letter?
That's what I was just thinking.
Without
breaking a wet seal.
Breaking a seal.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Or maybe resealing a letter.
You just need to get a little knife under there, right? And just kind of slowly open it.
What kind of roll would that be? Keeper?
What kind of roll would what be?
To like try to open a letter without breaking the seal.
Sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand, probably. Unless you guys can think of something better.
I'm pretty good at sleight of hand.
Ooh. Give it to the wizard.
All right. Eldrick, you think maybe you can pull that off?
I think I might give it a go. Maybe, does someone have, like, an extra sharp blade that could maybe give me, like, a bonus die?
Right, I got a whole chest full of them right there. It's labeled sharp blades chest.
Oh, this is the seal open sharp blades.
Maybe some of my herbs, if I put them on there, it might, like...
Maybe we could heat it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that enough to get his bonus die we're trying to get?
Oh, is that what we're doing? We're trying to get a bonus die? Yeah. I'm over here just waiting for you guys to finally stop talking.
Well, is this just what we need to do to pull it off, period?
Yeah, I can't think of a good justification for a bonus die.
All right, Eldrick.
All right.
Just give it a whirl.
Do it to it, Lars.
Okay.
I trust you.
Everyone
I
quiet.
I seen you bring a man back to life from the brink of death.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know, is there like a chant or something you guys could do to help me focus, give me power, strength, be on my own?
Juggle.
Your juggling always relax me.
Juggle.
Alright, here I go.
Do an inspirational juggle.
Let the tug life help.
I got a 40.
Yeah! Open it up, son.
Nice.
40 out of 45.
Does he succeed?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Gonna have to use our imaginations because I don't know how to really open it without breaking the seal.
No, we just like slide a dagger underneath, and then
we heat it up a little bit and...
All right, never mind, Seth. Alex figured it out.
I just pulled it off.
Oh. Nice.
I unfolded the envelope from the side.
Shrewd. Okay.
All right.
Shrewd.
So here, Seth, should I send you a picture of this so you can read it?
Sure.
I like that idea best.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
In a trio's tale, two falsehoods entwine. One speaks truth, two others malign. Ask a question with wisdom astute. Which brothers bears the honest truth? In familial role, he speaks with care. As such an one, his words are rare. Who speaks the truth for this riddle? It is eldest, youngest, or brother middle? ?
Okay. Woe is a friar setting out riddle to the Archie.
He's the Riddler.
The Archie.
He's the Riddler. But he's sending us on this mission this just to bring his friend riddles.
I don't like this man.
Never mind.
Tell us.
Yeah, tell us, Keeper.
Out with it.
There's something you're not thinking of that...
I roll inspiration.
Did you succeed?
Actually roll. Yeah, you just sit there
and... I rolled an 04, baby!
Okay, so...
Well, I guess this isn't to the Archbishop, right? This is for the Shire Reeve.
There you go.
Of Canterbury.
That was what I was going to say.
Yeah. This isn't for the Archbishop, this is for the Shire Reeve. What's a Shire Reeve again?
He's basically the non-church, secular...
Is that his name,
administrative
Reeve, or is Reeve like a title?
Shire Reeve is
the title. Okay, so he's like assistant to the Archbishop?
He's basically like the administrative... It's like a mayor, kind of. He's not affiliated with the church. He's just in government, basically. It's their version of kind of like... So back then, your influence was either tied to the church or was tied to how much money you had and how much land you had. And so, like, you had the king, obviously, but, like, if you're over this much land, then you're an earl or you're a thane. Shire Reeve is kind of under that. It's basically like a mayor or a
nobleman.
Yeah. But like a lesser nobleman.
A slum juggler.
He's kind of a slum nobleman.
I know the type.
So, what is that riddle? So who's the brother that's supposed to? Is it the middle one?
It's all of them.
But what good is any of these? They're just nonsense.
They're gonna summon a deadly ghost!
Ghost!
Alright, what are you guys doing? Are you still just floating?
Just floating down the river.
Okay, these lights are still getting a little bit closer.
We're not just floating, we're flying.
We're faster.
Flying you're going fast, and you're outrunning the ones behind you, but there's still more on the shore that are in front of you. There's like hundreds of them coming towards the bank, and they're coming from the woods from in front of you and behind you. And so the ones that are like level with you and behind you, you're outrunning.
Right.
The ones in front of you, it's they could catch you.
All right, I put up another sail.
Yeah, boost sail.
Boost sail.
After
he hits the nitrous.
Yeah,
hit the nitrous.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying I'm describing.
Or by a mile.
I'm describing.
If you get us out of this,
has anybody got an arrow? Can you shoot it?
I'm describing what you're looking at.
Do you have any spare balls that you could chuck at one of these?
Oh, sure.
I mean, juggle. I know you know.
Yes, please. Use the proper terminology. I'm no uncouth juggler.
Could you juggle a spare ball?
I could juggle a spare ball, yes.
Well, then get juggling already. Throw it at that little girl.
I'm not just some regular agrarian globe groper. I'm world class.
By the way, I'm going to make a t-shirt that says... Annual Slum Juggle $9.90.
London.
There we go. Annual Slum Juggle, London, yeah. $9.90.
Balthazar Tosser.
I'm not just your average tosser is on the back.
No uncouth orb chucker.
No bucolic ball dropper. All right, what am I rolling?
Yeah, what are you rolling?
What am I rolling? Throwing a ball at something?
Juggle.
All right.
Yeah, he's juggling. He's got a spare ball. He's juggling.
He's throwing a ball at a light.
Rolled a 46.
That's so you're success. Juggling a ball at a light on the shore.
The little girl. Yeah.
He's just seeing what we just want to see what happens.
All right, so you juggle a ball at the little girl?
Yes, it is one of my sling balls, though. It comes back.
No, just hit the light.
That's not a thing.
Sling.
It's a boomerang ball.
A ball around.
All right, so as you sling a ball at this little girl...
I prefer the term juggle.
The little girl flickers and fades.
Be juggled!
And in her place stands a slum... This terrifying That's monstrosity. Cool. It basically transforms into a decaying, skeletal, deadly ghost.
What do you want from us?
Oh, look. Hey, it's your mother, Tossa.
I want you all to roll for sanity.
Dang it.
Hey, Bartloff.
I succeed.
Do you have any NOS on this board?
NOS?
NOS.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yes.
I failed very badly. I got a 90.
I rolled an 03.
I rolled a 1-2, so I'm a 12.
54.
Did everybody succeed?
I failed. I got a 90.
Tulsa's okay. Mom's not that scary.
Let me see what I can find for you, Seth. That
looks like a leech.
Seth rolled 1d3.
Right. I got a 1.
Okay, you lose 1 sanity.
That's not a bed.
Can I yell out, call out to this monstrosity?
All right, can we?
Yeah.
Monster.
Just sail on to England.
You yell at the monster?
Yes.
Monster, what do you want from us?
The monster fades.
Come back. Coward, you scoundrel.
And then the monster appears on the boat.
Ah!
Oh my God. Ruh-roh.
I ninja kick it.
It's not your turn.
Wait, is this for real?
Yes.
Can you juggle at it?
Can I juggle?
It's not his turn.
Wait.
Distract him with juggles.
I missed. Sorry. Why is a monster on the boat?
Sam called to the monster.
Teleported onto our boat. Sam, or...
Somehow, I was just trying to get information.
Balthazar.
Inviting him for a nightcap.
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not... to challenge ghosts to juggling matches.
All right, so Balthazar, it appears directly in front of you.
This is like the 990 version of Devil Came Down to Georgia.
You're about to win a golden ball.
Devil came down to London looking for a juggle to steal.
Get the shiny balls made of gold.
But if you lose, the devil will get your soul. All right. Balthazar.
Yes.
The
ghost kicks your head off and it flies through the air, lands right in front of me, and I bend over and pick it up and go, Balthazar.
Gosh, dude.
Okay.
That's a Jingle All the Way reference.
Wait, I missed it. What did you say?
I said he kicks off Balthazar's head and it flies over and lands in front of me, and I pick it up and go, Balthazar.
I hate this game. All right, so he takes a swipe at you. Are you going to fight back? Are you going to dodge? Or are you going to...
It's a ghost. How do I fight back?
Juggle him.
My dodge is not very good, so
he's got a shield. You have supernatural juggling skills.
Can I juggle dodge? Like, distract him with juggling so that he swipes at something not me.
I mean, he's so good at juggling, I would assume that he's got some kind of, like, acrobatics in his act. Like, because he's no common street juggler.
Yeah.
You know.
This is Balthazar Tossa you're
so
speaking to.
I would think he would do, like, juggle and, like, a flip or something.
Not some rustic sphere swapper.
How many of these do you
have? We've gone through most of them.
No, you can block with a dang shield. This is a deadly ghost.
He can't juggle dodge.
He can't juggle dodge. He's not impressed by juggle your juggling.
He must be alive
for hundreds of years. He's seen better jugglers.
He's clearly
than you.
Not alive.
He's not impressed by your juggling.
Told you
he must be if he came onto
our
boat.
You son of a bitch.
He came on to me. He came on to me.
All right, fine. You're going to have a juggle off.
Dude, this is devil came down to
I
London.
I challenge you to a juggle off.
All right. He's going to juggle
what
off.
What does a ghost say back?
I accept. Yes. I'll swallow your soul, you juggalo.
Regular success.
Jeez.
I'll swallow your soul, you juggalo.
You're a juggalo. That's what Eldrick is.
Yeah, he's still my juggalo.
I don't even know what I'm freaking rolling.
I don't know. You have either. To roll juggle.
You're rolling to juggle. You challenged him to a juggling duel.
Fine, but he gets a bonus die because he's undead.
Because he's the devil. They did tell us specifically to look out for the devil.
Yeah.
This is all devil went down to That's exactly what's going on.
Bad news, bro. He rolled a 3.
Oh my, he is the devil.
Uh-oh.
That is an extreme
dude, he
juggling
gets your soul.
Success.
Your soul.
No, you do not.
Wait, so juggles. Does Balthazar's drop 2
Hold
days?
On.
So, the devil starts juggling Balthazar's soul.
What?
So my lifeless body?
Yep. And he's juggling your soul while the rest of you gather around.
Someone get me back in my body, please!
Can I snatch his soul?
This is very unpleasant.
From the devil juggler.
Any soul snatching abilities?
I don't know. I'm gonna backtrack. That was such a mistake. I hate this game.
Can I just stab him with my spear? Maybe he'll drop his soul back into his body.
Fine. Stab him with a spear. He's all gonna right. fight back, though.
I said, no! Not Tossa! He's the only thing that brings light to this dark world. Alright.
It's just going to be juggling both your souls.
Alright, I'm going to... So is a throwing spear different than just my regular spear?
Yeah, it's...
Okay, it's a throwing spear. It's like a javelin.
Yes, you've got a long spear that's your regular spear, right. And then you've got a medium-sized spear that's a throwing spear.
Alright, I scream out, no! As he sucks Balthazar's soul out of his butthole and starts juggling it in front of him. And I pull my throwing spear.
Oh, so you throw it at him?
It at
all
him.
Right,
yeah.
Then he can't fight back.
Hopefully she caused him to drop Balthazar's soul back into his body. I don't want to go over and pick up his head. That's a failure.
Oh, cool.
You're going to be juggled. You're the second ball in this trio.
Unless I have a bonus die.
Can I run at him and hit him with my shield?
Yeah.
Am I so enraged?
So he matrix dodges your throwing spear.
This might be the best juggler I've ever seen.
As he juggles Balthazar's soul, he matrix dodges. So just imagine he's folding backwards at the waist.
This
and
really
the spear.
Is the devil himself.
He doesn't
himself.
Drop me off the boat, does he?
Not yet.
Okay, whew. I'm going to be one of those floating
If
orbs.
You throw your shield, you're taking your eyes off of the... river, and you'll have to roll another navigate.
Eldrick!
After you
Legion.
Ram him.
Eldrick, ram him!
I know enough to not mess with the devil.
You're gonna let the object of your juggaloing?
Greatness never come from mediocrity.
How did I allow this to happen?
Take risks.
I don't know. I don't know how we got to where we are.
I am in a very very bad predicament, though, because if the juggler dies, then I'll probably be banished by the Archbishop. This is my last chance that he's given me.
Yeah, you'll be a nobody without me.
You're currently dead. Your
so
lifeless
dumb.
Body is crumpled to the floor.
He's juggling me.
While you're yes, fine. You
can roll
make
constitution right. to make my way back to my body.
You lived
I'm gonna
fast
throw.
And loose, and you juggled too hard.
You juggled too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Sorry, what we're saying.
I'm
gonna run over
up to you. You picked a juggle.
I'm gonna
fight
run
you
over
win.
And give one of my antidote potions
into his soul.
What?
You can't give an antidote potion to his soul.
Why not?
You can put a leech in his dead mouth.
And then do I get a roll constitution and get sucked back in?
Yeah, well, I really do have in my inventory, I have an antidote potion.
Throw it in my mouth.
And free poisons.
Okay,
so I'm going to go antidote. I'm going to go pour an antidote into his mouth.
So into his body's mouth. Dead body's mouth.
Do you really think that's going to work?
I'm not dead.
Remember, you do have fury magic, which you could use to give somebody two attacks.
It's a ghost. Can we even hit it? I mean, nobody's even not actually...
Well, I mean, he just juggled somebody's soul.
It's a ghost. We can't even hit it.
I rolled a 98. Or an 89.
Wait, you rolled again?
Or right, I'm just gonna ram him with my shield.
All right, go ahead.
What do I put? Do it just a brawl?
Yeah.
Save me.
Fighting brawl.
11. Extreme success.
Right.
Yeah.
He comes charging in.
He's gonna fight back.
Oh, really?
Oh no.
You can call me Krusty all you want.
Maybe juggling two souls.
99. Oh, 96.
Oh. That's a fumble. That's a ghost fumble.
Botloff. So Botloff surprises him from behind.
Yeah, you've been Botloffed. Surprise!
All right, so he gets Botloffed, and I guess roll for damage for fighting brawl.
Does he lose his concentration and I go floating back into my body?
Just 1d3. Drop the soul back into his mouth.
Plus damage.
His slave
no
just
damage
like,
bonus.
Then yeah, just 1d3, I guess.
His mouth's open. He's in mid-juggle.
Wait, is that what your shield is?
I've got a smile.
No, my shield is 1d2 plus bonus damage and then d1d2.
That's your blocking stuff.
Yeah.
So
just do 1d3.
Do like a fighting brawl.
All right, so you take off 3.
Yeah, he has no
But
armor.
He does have armor.
No, he doesn't. He's a ghost.
He's got 2 points of picture. Heavy robes and ropey skin.
Ugh.
That's what it says. I shouldn't have shared that with you, but I did.
Ew.
All right, so he fumbles Balthazar's soul.
Oh.
Do I fumble back
it
into my mouth?
It starts rolling towards the...
The edge.
Yeah, but there's walls on this barge. So
Eldrick,
roll off into the
Eldrick,
water.
Grab a soul.
All right, so it is Eldrick's turn.
I grab his soul, and I start shoving it back in his butthole.
Why did I let this happen? Can we just go back 20 minutes?
Hurry, it's almost complete.
All right, so Eldrick grabs...
Just make the ghost fly away, and we put his soul back into his body.
No, the ghost is still there. He's got heavy robes and ropey skin. He's only lost 1 hit point.
I was just giving you an out.
No, I don't have a problem with the ghost on the ship. I have a problem with the freaking devil going down to Georgia and...
Looking for a soul to steal?
The soul juggler.
This is phenomenal.
This is good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ram him again. I'm going to ram him.
It's not your turn.
Too late.
Yeah, he's ramming my soul back in my butthole.
So Eldrick's jamming his soul back in his butthole.
Yeah, that means it's your turn. Top of the order, yeah.
What about the ghost?
You're right, it is.
I mean, I can go.
He was busy juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's distracted.
Was the ghost?
That's a bonus die, I think.
All right, so the ghost, man, what should the ghost do?
Sing a song.
The ghost takes a swipe at freaking...
Eldrick?
No,
Botloff,
yeah. Because he's
the one right up in his grill.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, so he's going to attack you. Are you going to fight back, or are you going to shield, or are you going to dodge?
I
better fight back. I don't... Everything else
your
sucks.
Your shield not very good.
What's your shield skill?
There is no shield skill.
Yeah, there is. Say on there on the left.
All I did was ask
where
you wanted.
You've got...
You mean the right?
You're right, he doesn't have shield skill.
Yeah, you don't have any shield skill.
So I'm just going to have to fight back, because that's my best one.
Okay.
Eek.
He got an 18.
And I got an 83.
Alright, so you get hit 4. How much?
Necrotic damage.
1d3 plus shield. Do I get my shield?
I run and pick up his head and go, Botloff.
Just your armor. What's your armor again?
So I got a 2. So 1d3.
Did you roll the d3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang it. All right, you take 2 damage.
All right, now it is Atherred's turn.
Okay, I'm going to charge and see if I can just knock him off the boat into the water.
Okay, so fighting maneuver?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to try and dodge you. Yeah, he's going to, like, do a spin juke move like he's Barry Sanders.
Is he still juggling, like, lights?
No.
Other lights?
Oh, yeah.
And he just sucked the soul into his juggling
neck? Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
My bad. He got knocked off balance, but he continued to juggle.
What color is his soul?
What color is Balthazar's soul?
Yeah.
So brown.
Brown. Oh, ugh. No.
It came out of his butthole.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, it's like a salt. Like it's like a lump?
He hasn't washed it in... Well, it's in ball form now. He stirred it up into a ball,
it was
so...
It like a nice, like, light that came out.
Yeah, it's like a... Fine, it's not brown.
Like
it's
a
like
a body that was just like...
Okay, so in my brain, it's a full body that got rolled into a ball shape. So that he could... And okay. So imagine Balthazar, like, in a dryer, like a clothes dryer, being like...
Okay.
And he's being juggled.
Like
with
an ethereal ball form.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not like a liquid runny brown.
So he's not... Fine, you're not any color. Your mouth is all our color, but you're just kind of glowy. All right, can we get back to rolling?
I'm just trying to get a good picture of what's going on here.
Arguing over my soul color.
This is the worst.
All right, fighting maneuver, fighting brawl.
This is the kind of content our people
I've never been more ashamed of my keeping ability.
My fighting brawl is 70. 82.
Oh, you're still holding that rope that's tied to the dead guy, though, right? I mean, the not dead guy, the leech guy.
Spend some luck.
So you could spend 12 luck.
12 points of luck.
It wouldn't be your own luck.
True.
Spend Sam of Sam's.
Oh, yeah, we're burning through
Make
Balthazar.
It Balthazar's.
Balthazar does not have a lot of luck. He's relied on skill.
Obviously. I mean, if he gets his soul sucked out and juggled, I would say he's quite unlucky.
I mean... It's not his luck, necessarily. You just don't know whose luck it is. But
All right, fine. I will spend 12 luck, because I'm a useless moron.
All right.
They can't do anything right.
Seth, you lose 12 luck.
Oh, no. This is bull!
to try and knock him into the water, but I don't even know what he rolled.
He failed, so.
Okay.
He's in the water.
Success for you. All right, you push him off into the water. He splashes, and then he floats downriver. Yeah!
Curse you, Balthazar!
We'll meet again, Balthazar.
All right, Balthazar goes back into his body.
You're welcome.
I just remembered you did a ramming, and so you have to go back and navigate some more.
Shoot.
Keep your balls off my juggler.
I am forever in your debt.
And I look at Balthazar and I say, what I just had to do for you, I will never, ever recover from this. And I roll for sanity.
Yeah. Roll for sanity, all of you. You did just see his...
Yeah, what happened? Did he?
Oh, we already did. We already rammed.
Yeah, he successfully rammed his soul back in.
Okay.
I had to shove his soul back.
I want you to roll for con.
Soul ram.
For soul ram, which is con.
I failed.
All right, you're gonna have to be a disembodied soul for another turn.
Keep
Donovan,
ramming.
You need to roll for navigate.
All right, here we go. Ooh, 52. I spend 12 luck.
Are you going to spend 12 luck?
Yes.
I will warn you, if you fail, the ship will run aground.
I know, that's why I'm going to spend 12 luck.
Yeah, this is a big roll.
Let's hope it's mine.
You spend... Seth's luck. Seth, you lose 12 luck.
Jeez, yep, I'm down to 16 luck.
Wow.
All, right,
all of you guys' spending luck has been on mine.
Brutal.
All right, so you pull out of the swerve and you're able to navigate. So since Aldrich is helping you, assisting you to jam your soul back into your body, you can roll another con roll with a bonus dice. I should have let you roll bonus dice last time.
And then I want to wash my hands.
But since I'm just making this up as I go.
I succeed. Hard.
All right, your body
extreme
goes,
success.
Your soul goes back into your body. Oh. And thus concludes the dumbest battle we've ever had.
Dumbest.
As soon as he wakes up and, like, sits up, our eyes meet.
We have mashed or smashed someone to death with a table.
No, that was at least like part of the regular game.
Which was also on Pete's game, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is part of the regular game. I'm a juggler, and you're the one that brought him to our boat.
I don't know what went so badly here. The devil.
That was a great juggle battle, man.
Our boat.
You lost.
Oh, yeah.
So you owe the devil your soul. You're going to keep you're going to be looking over your shoulder.
He stole it back for
instance.
But fair. You're going to be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
I only have one juggalo, and he's Eldrick.
And I did the most horrible thing to get his soul back into his
body. I'm tainted with Eldrick's touch.
So as you guys navigate down the river, you escape the devil lights, I guess, and the sun starts to rise in the distance, and the lights on the shore and in the woods start to fade. You made it through the night. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. This is Peter. You know me better as Dom Drunkard or various other stupid characters. Just want to encourage you that if you like what you heard, go leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts. Go visit our website at www.arkhamrpg.com. We've got a merch store there. We've got some cool merch options, including a Dohaven Balabo. It's a Dohaven shirt. It's pretty cool. Go check it out. Also, subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We have cool bonus content there, including an exclusive Gilded server where you can come make fun of Donovan with us, but also a whole bunch of bonus episodes. If you just can't get enough Arkham Files in your life, that's where you can go satisfy those Arkham cravings. All right, once again, thanks for listening, and I don't have a good catchphrase anymore. Sam stole it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.